Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio.
Geelong, a small group in the nation's capital, has reaped the rewards of government, while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. And right now, because this moment is your moment, it belongs to you.
Wow, that just sounds so exciting, GRX.
To who?
To all the people. I just want to sign up right now, man. I'm going out and get some orange dye, dude, and some old tight slacks like Elvis.
It ain't the grape Kool-Aid no more. It's the orange.
It's the orange Kool-Aid, big dog. Now, my boy told me that something that I already knew, because Donald Trump used to run in hip-hop circles because he had clubs. And he said, you know he got hoes. I said, man, duh. Everybody in his family fine. They all look like Stepford wives.
You read it, man.
I mean, I ain't gonna diss though. They did look stunning. He was dressed up, ready to go. I'm not holding anybody at fault for his mouth, but his mouth. But I just want to make the point that what we got coming down the path of change is we're changing the change that we change when we change. Right?
Right.
Right, right, right.
But we got to be under the guise as far as, because if we don't change, we cease to exist. So we need to definitely change some of the things that we've been doing.
Well, we do need to move in some different directions. I am not fooled by the last 8 years and notions of why Hillary didn't win. I already understand why she didn't win, because they've alienated a lot of people, and then get on the TV and tell you, well, most people, like your President Obama, most people, reasonable people would agree that if you agree with me, then you're reasonable. Man, fuck that. I ain't reasonable, and I don't agree. And that's why you have all this protest. You got people who normally would agree with you who just don't agree with your tone. You got people who normally would side with you who don't like your style now. Okay? Even with Donald Trump. Bro, I agree with some of what you're saying, but the way you're saying it, nah, bro. It's like, what do you have to lose, John Lewis?
Everything.
I mean, I'm almost surprised that Donald Trump didn't call him out for his inability to speak the king's language as articulately as Barack Obama. We could have went there with this one.
Look, check this out. But just like with my mom, your mom, we were taught to speak the queen's English.
Well, also, we know that you need to be able to talk to crowds and walk with kings. Okay, you need to be able to do both. You need to know your slang. I mean, you need to know when to put that on the shelf. But that ain't what you're getting now in Americana. It's a hoodie and my ass out and my drawers and my panties showing, even if I'm a man, all the time. It's protest all the time. So everybody's in this Twitter war mentality with their neighbors, their family, anybody that they see as a threat to their belief system, which ultimately goes back to, you really don't have a belief system. You're in a clique.
Right. And that makes sense.
So, do you see why you need to engage with President Trump, that cabinet, and everything else? Because if you only engage with the protest side, you're going to get caught out again, right?
Yep, in a worse way.
Yeah, because ain't nobody telling you the right truth. Imagine if your brother told you, well, it's Greg, and he might have, if you don't agree with my position, then I can't love you the same.
Close.
I sound familiar. I knew I was going to hit a nerve when I said it. You know what I mean? I mean, what's the difference between that and admitting that you did something you didn't do? You feel me?
Yeah.
When do your core values matter?
Yeah. Well, your core values kind of change, like I said, you know.
Well, my core values can't change if I don't agree with Greg GRX wearing a skirt, although I think he looked good in it. I don't agree with it.
I used to have great legs.
You got some cool nubs, baby. You got the cutest nubs on the block, my nigga. You need to start doing some nub photos, baby. Open them legs. You need me to call my 18, baby?
I'm good.
You good? We got a market for folks like you. Oh, he put his whole leg up in that. That's like more change we can do without, right?
Yeah.
We're not
things you don't need to ask for.
Okay. You would have did it for free, huh?
Yeah, I did it for free. I'm kind of like that, you know.
That reminds me of a fraternity brother I pledged with, who we used to always make these gay jokes when we were young, and I assume we were both straight. But then a few years ago, he called me and asked me if I wanted to go watch Stars with him. I said, dude, you better take your wife. I'm too old to be playing now. I ain't joking with it. Needless to say, he didn't take his wife and he didn't invite her. He wanted me to go out and watch Stars with him. I mean, gaze up at the stars. Who at the Exploratorium? Where is that? Down there in Pasadena.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, do you know him too?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I took my kids to see it.
No, okay. Was they with him? He might be the Muffin Man. If he ain't the Muffin Man, he the Peanut Butter and Jelly Man. Jelly Man. You gotta be careful with all these folks. Now, how do we move forward with all that we know and all that we are suspicious of? Can you? Or should you? How do you maintain your sense of faith when you know that the devil is coming?
You just try to prepare yourself the best way you can. You know, you keep your mind open. You look for clarity. Ask for clarity, first off.
Yeah, that part right there. Ask of God for the clarity.
Yeah, you can't just go and say, oh, it's clear. You got to ask for it.
Well, one of the things I heard from a female reporter about the women's protest is like, what is the goal of the protest? Just to protest? Or are we going to come up with 17 initiatives and some new candidates? What is the purpose? Just to show anger for anger's sake? Is this going to be a new... I mean, and as I listened to her, I was like, no, that ain't a diss. That's actually real, because that's what you and I have been saying for years now about the amount of Black Lives Matter and protests behind every shooting. It has to become more focused, and it can't just be a concert or a party.
I mean, put it like this. You can come together in a coalition and want to do something about it, but until you do it, it's just talk, it's just rhetoric. And I think a lot of times when we march, it's just rhetoric. When Beyonce gets out there and do her thing, it's just rhetoric. It's not nothing really behind it to get it over the top. Now, this latest march, which is impressive, and I feel it's impressive because it's nationwide. In that aspect, it's tremendous, because before you wouldn't have anything like that. You didn't even have like that when we had the Million Man March. It was focused in one area. This is across the United States, so it's impressive that way.
Yeah, but that's a different context also, because the Million Man March was vilified only because it was organized by Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. DJ Styles, my ex-roommate, went to the Million Man March. I think that was in October. And he verified that there were maybe 1 million people on the mall.
Right.
But all the reports were, no more than 400,000, 750,000 showed up, which was a lie. So the Million Man March was a different context, which actually suggest that it was probably more focused because it was specific to male issues of that time. I think we've spread our protests. I listened to some of the protesters this morning. They're all over the place, bro. I mean, you know, this is a pet peeve of mine. If you're transgender, and unless you've had a sex change operation, you're not a woman, dude. You're not a man, sister. Until you have that operation, that's when you call yourself that, right?
Well, I guess in the preparation to that, I mean, again, I wouldn't know because I'm not in that situation.
Okay.
It's hard
Stop
to
right
say.
There. Stop right there. Can you look at your baby and tell if it's a boy or a girl?
Yes, you can.
Can you look at a nigga in a dress and tell if it's a boy or a girl?
Yes, you can.
Damn. I'm dropping the mic. That's twice this day, damn it. Come and sit. It has nothing to do with this and that.
Well, common sense ain't common.
Well, okay, when you get to this point, this is how you get white people calling themselves Michael Jackson. Do you get it yet? Me. This is how you get your white neighbors going, oh, actually, we're GRN. And Tammy.
they gotta get a lot of style to do that, bro. Right?
Oh man. A couple of operations and they in. It's all you need, bro. I mean, anybody checking. It's an open society, right? It was Hillary Clinton values. Open society, open borders. Oh, they don't matter what country you from. Just come on in and eat all of our shit up.
If you've got a kind and loving heart, I guess that's what you do.
I think that notion would work well if the world was built on it. But obviously, when you know world history, you're watching the history of mankind. It's not just the action history behind men's actions. You're watching the development of mankind when you understand world history. You understand anthropological history. Which something came before something to get you to where you're at now. People, opportunities, all kinds of stuff. So if you analyze yesterday and today in terms of its anthropological format and its focus going forward, it's all bad signs. Everybody's protesting everything, and you don't know what to protest. They wouldn't let some of the other women into the march because they were pro anti-abortion or anti-abortion. I mean, which women? Good Lord, it would just be a headache for me, bro. If I was given the new black march, and you're not black enough, G, you can't come. Or you too black. You too black, you can't come.
But I mean, you ain't gonna be there either.
If I gave the march, I would probably be there, but I couldn't be on the stage because my views would be upsetting some of the people at the march. Right?
Exactly.
but I'm the one paying for y'all to march. I put this together. You see what I'm saying?
You can't eat it.
Well, at the end of the day, this is the way I feel about what Donald Trump just created. He created himself an opportunity for those who want to change the direction of the nation. The problem is, it's like Freddy Krueger driving the motherfucking truck. He looking over one shoulder going, you're all my children now.
You gotta be careful about the decisions you make.
Well, not just that. After you make the decision, which has been the point of both shows, you need to bear witness again and hold that person to account. They didn't do it with Barack Obama. Look at what happened. If you go down the protest road, this president, what do you guess is going to happen? Is he not going to pull the wool over your eyes? Are you not going to be bamboozled?
Well, that's already going to happen.
Or maybe we'll all get Obama Kanye care and just get a white jacket of our own and a free stay overnight in the padded room, brother.
That might be the safest place, though.
He's a fool. That might be the safest place when the shit hit the fan. That might be, in fact, the safest place when the shit hit the fan. Oh, right. My goodness.
When you smell it in the air, turn the fan off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I already smelled it
in the air. Turn the fan off.
I smelt it in the air. A long time ago, and I saw it coming, and I spoke on it, but speaking on it still can't change the tribal nature of individuals. And this is why I'm also telling you, bro, you need to tune in to see what these people are talking about. Don't allow your protest to go the wrong direction where you're not informed. We did this during George Bush, too, where people were so tuned off. Next thing you know, you couldn't even speak about Jesus in school. Oh, you couldn't even speak about Jesus at church.
You see why? But
you see why you must be accountable. You must pay attention to every word, syllable coming out of this president or cabinet's mouth, as well as all of the nuances in Washington and around the nation that affect presidential politics. Remind you, presidential politics never really got into a personal nature with the average individual until around the second term of George Bush. We really never personalized the presidential level. I think by the time we saw what George Bush was really doing, it became personal because a lot of his edicts affected your ability to travel, speak freely, and congregate with certain folk, right?
Right.
People don't hang out with their Muslim friends like they used to.
Right. People who say they're Muslim don't say they're Muslim.
I had to tell somebody, one of my exes, she was going to come visit me. I said, she's Muslim. I said, don't wear your hijab out this way. Don't do it. Just keep it in your heart. She had issues with that. I was like, look, you would rather be safe than in some protest for your religion. And that's important, that you don't allow your religion to become the object of your protest.
Right. Don't make it the thing of hate. Be smarter than that.
Be smarter than that. And just because they say you can wear your hijab with your police uniform or your army uniform, you might want to think through that, big dog. That might get you shot quicker on the battlefield.
And that's real.
That's real talk. As we listen to, I think, we ain't listening to nothing because it ain't playing. Sometimes me and Blog Talk Radio be going back and forth. Now, to answer the question about the broadcast issues, the show that we did 30 minutes ago, was the full time and the format that I used, the same speaker setup, phone arrangement with the computer, was the exact same, bro. So you got to kind of be careful, man. I think that we are fully, as you said, in the police state. And I don't think that we'll be surfacing soon.
No, no.
Okay? This has been Black Noise Radio. I am not going to be on the air tomorrow. I have been over the last 2 weeks on the air Sundays. Unless I feel something in my heart, but I've been broadcasting a lot of scripture on these Sunday shows and just really peaceful music. We will see, though. I certainly will be back Monday with the Marty Smith Show at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and Black Noise Radio at 12 high noon Pacific Standard Time. Thanks, GRX, for listening, and we're out, folks.
Hey, I'm going to hit you back after this.
Give me 3 minutes.
All right. Out. Thank you.